Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. We're going to red pill it today, as always. This is what we're talking about today. What is going on? Hey, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you over on the chat. What is this Strait of Hormuz really about? And who is really running Iran? We're going to talk about the biggest picture timeline. I have some clues for you on that. And also, what is really going on with this ballroom? I hope you are ready or buckled in, because here we go. If you're not familiar with our channel, I've got tons of resources over there on melissaredpill.com. And so you can check it out. We have over 1,000 videos over there, plus information about how this is literally biblical. This is biblical, what we're experiencing. And now you'll love it. melissaredpill.com. You'll find the real Melly channels, really Melly sites. Hey, thank you so much for being here, everybody. I see you over there on the chat. So don't forget, we're going to make sure to hit the like button right now, because we're going to get started and buckle up, because we got lots to talk about on this. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Always make sure your bell is rung so you know when we're having a special video. All right, so first things first, let's get the laugh out of the way. This was so great. Jesse came on last night and talking about our wonderful president, and he's talking about President Trump being the eagle. And so this is so biblical. If you're not familiar with that, that represents the tribe of Dan. He also talks about in this clip that President Trump is as the eagle holding the bundle of arrows, and on the olive branch, that represents the tribe of Manasseh. And so it's really so cool, because you know that, you know, this is all biblical. This is all biblical imagery. You guys know that. Maybe some people don't know that, but that truly is the case. And on our seal, our presidential seal, it has the symbols of the tribe of Manasseh. This is biblical. We have a biblical history. We have a biblical destiny. And so that's what we're going to fulfill, the destiny, whether they like it or not. But definitely check into this. I thought this was so funny. Check it out.
Be so that it's the reality is objectively the correct thing to do. I'm not saying that through a partisan lens. I'm not saying I just object to everything that he's going to do. Look at our European allies. Look at the things that I just talked about, the way that the economy is performing. And I think it speaks for itself.
So, Jesse, everything Jessica said is independent of her feelings about Trump. Yeah, just like all the Democrats.
Nothing partisan at all.
There's nothing partisan there. I'm glad that we got that out of the way.
I'm glad she said the Iranian economy is doing better than ever. You think the Iranian economy's doing well?
They're
getting bombed to smithereens, Jessica.
You don't think they're making more money from...
No, they're not making that much money, Jessica.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Listen, Donald Trump is like the American eagle. On the one hand, he's got the olive branch. On the other hand, he's got a bundle of arrows. I don't know what's going to happen. I could wake up Friday and there could either be a peace treaty or we could have Marines going in. And I don't think the gay Ayatollah knows either. And that's how we like it. You got to keep him on his toes. He's weighing options right now. Both options are very high risk and very high reward. And
this is basically a precipice moment. Are we going to end up in, you know, World War 15, right? And so I just thought that was great. Now, as far as the money, and in Jessica's defense, the regime might be making money because oil going out of there, but it's not flowing to the Iranian people. And their you can't really call it the Iranian economy, because I think the last time I looked, their dollar was worth like a penny. I mean, it's just awful what they've gone through. And so they're going to get set free. And so I know it's tough, but this is what it takes. Through much suffering, we inherit the kingdom. This is what it takes. I just thought that was so funny. Keep the gay Ayatollah guessing. You cannot make this up. You cannot make it up. You would not imagine ever in the world that you'd have an Ayatollah that was a homosexual, because the whole Muslim throwing people off the buildings for such as that. So you cannot write this. You couldn't make it up ever to begin with. All right, so now let's find out what is really going on in the Strait of Hormuz. The latest and the hottest news off the press is that it is open. It is open. Check this out. That's all the ships are going through there right now. And President Trump has been talking to them about it's time for you to fight for yourselves. This is the Strait of Hormuz. We're not going to allow the Iranian regime to control the flow of oil worldwide and control the price of gas. You've got to fight for yourself. So there you go. Hot off the press. Isn't that great news? I'm so glad. Yes, of course, it affects the price of gas at the tank. Clearly, that they won't be able to control it anymore. This is the end of them controlling the price of oil and controlling us and leading us around by the nose. And that's basically what President Trump was talking about. Here's one thing that this was actually Scott Bessent, our Secretary of Treasury, saying there will be freedom of navigation, whether it's through U.S. escorts or multinational escort. One way or the other, we will not have you guys running our world. And so I want you to hear what he had to say on that. Check it out.
With the Iranian regime for the time being, but over time, the U.S. is going to retake control of the straits, and there will be freedom of navigation, whether it is through U.S. escorts or a multinational escort.
So you also, are you concerned at all about the Houthis getting involved? They shelled Israel with two rockets. Are you worried about the Red Sea?
Not as much. The Houthis have been very quiet so far. Cut deals with the Iranian regime.
There you go. So the other thing that I had just talked about on my most recent video, if you haven't seen that, we talked about how all these terrorist organizations, whether it's the Houthis or the Hamas or Hezbollah, all these HHH, which whenever you see all these H's, know that that is representative of Heil, you know who, Hitler, right? All this HHH is their symbolism. Anyway, and they use this for their mayhem all over the world, and they control the price of oil by controlling the conflict. And so he's not worried about that, because President Trump is in control of the U.S. military. There you go. End of that. All right, so President Trump tells the countries that can't get jet fuel because of the Strait of Hormuz and who refused to help in the Iran war, that the USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. So what is he really doing? What is he really doing? Okay, let me read the rest of this post, because this is something that's really important for you to understand what he's trying to get them to grow up and not be led around by the nose by this criminal cartel. He says, I have a suggestion for you. Number one, buy from the U.S. We have plenty. And number two, build up some delayed courage, go to the Strait and just take it. Grow up, take control of your destiny, take control of letting them control your destiny. You'll have to start learning how to fight for yourself. The USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done. So go get your oil. So, part of it is that. And as I've quoted many, many times for you guys in Isaiah chapter 2, it says, this is a beautiful prophecy from the prophet Isaiah. It says, nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. How does that happen? It's because every nation will be sovereign. We won't have these proxy wars that are fomented on us by the New World Order cabal. That day is over. That's finished. We're done playing that. That game is, we're tired of that game. We're done with that game. All right, so I thought this was a very powerful post, and it reminds me also of the passage then in 1 Corinthians 13, which I've also quoted many times. It says that when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I reasoned like a child, I thought like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. No more of this childish way of doing where you're led around by this New World Order criminal cabal. No more of that. And so really, that's really what this post is about, is, okay, and that clearly they got the message. They got the message, and here we go. Everybody is doing their thing. We're grown-ups. We're not going to be led around by this cabal. And so they're not also going to be controlled by them for their insurance, because President Trump says, we have insurance for you. We will insure you. With the American insurance, you don't have to worry about the Lloyd's of London. And I also talked about on this most recent video where I talked about Trump clues, about the Trump straight and the Trump money and the Trump destiny or legacy. What I was saying on that is that they will not be able to control this anymore either. So anyway, definitely check into that video also about how they've been controlling it for all this time through all this mayhem. All right. So then the next thing is that this is what Rubio is basically reiterating, the things that President Trump is saying, but he's telling NATO, it's over. We're done paying your way. Grow up. We're not going to play this anymore. The United States has tens of thousands of troops stationed through your regions. Billions of dollars of weaponry staged all throughout Europe. All of it there to defend Europe like you're a child. Not to defend America. To defend Europe from attack. If we decided tomorrow we were going to remove our troops from Europe, that would be the end of NATO. So know that. They've got to think for themselves and realize, is this really who you want to put your trust in? Is these Lords of London? They've led you into a trap. They've tried to get American people to continually pay the way. And we're not doing it anymore. And especially now that we see that you're not really in it with us to stop this criminal cabal. So it's because, as we've talked about many, many times, they always have installed all their puppet leaders. All these puppet leaders are in the place for to be used against us, to really just be the mouthpiece and the hands of this criminal cabal, and we're not doing that anymore. So this is what President Trump is doing. It's a beautiful thing to see. This is what really Roosevelt wanted to do, and this is what Kennedy wanted to do, and they were not able to do it, and so they, you know, different things happened that prevented them from being able to stop the cabal. And it's taken a long time and a huge military operation that we know has been going on at least 25, probably 30 years, long before we got involved. And so this is genius, and it's taken a long time, even since we got in here, and it's been a winding road, but we're done. We're done with them. So this is a beautiful thing, and it's also Passover, so I'm going to show you about that in just a second also. All right, so the next thing is, this is what Hegseth had to say about the regime change in Iran. Now, we didn't go in and say we're going to install a whole different regime, but what we have done is we've killed off the first tier, we've killed off the second tier, and now they're down to some people who are allowing the oil to go through the Strait of Hormuz. And as President Trump said, oh, we're finally down to the correct group of people. We're on the third tier. And if they were not, then I guess we'd have to kill them off too. We have to find some people who are the adults in the room who will not continually follow whatever the cabal wants them to do. And it takes a lot of guts. And it looks like the President Trump found the ones who have the guts to do it. Check out what Pete's Secretary of War Hegseth said.
The Iranian regime should know that by now. This new regime, because regime change has occurred, should be wiser than the last. President Trump will make a deal. He is willing. And the terms of the deal are known to them. If Iran is not willing, then the United States War Department will continue with even more intensity.
There you go. Hey, we've got more bombs. We got plenty. We'll keep going. But if this, we basically have done regime change. We're not trying to install our own people. We're just trying to get down to some leadership who will actually represent the people of Iran. And so if there are Iranian people listening, we're not trying to install your people. We're trying to remove the ones who are not working in your best interest. So anyway, I hope you can hear that. Give me the thumbs up if you can hear these videos I'm playing, because some of them have light volume and I'm just cranking them way up there. So I don't want to hurt your ears either. All right. So I think that was really great. Now, President Trump is such a genius. And the reality is many of us are just not at that level to understand what he's doing. Plus, we don't have all of the pieces of the puzzle, understandably. But there is that we do have enough information to know that he is working for our best interest and to trust him in doing so. That's exactly what Pete Hegseth had to say today. And so here is what RFK Jr. had to say about President Trump. And of course, RFK Jr. is highly intelligent himself, and he is very impressed with President Trump's genius. He said one time he grabbed a placemat, turned it over, took a Sharpie, and drew a perfect map of the Middle East. Then he marked the troop strength of each country along each border on that map. Who can do that? He knows, and he also talks about he knows all about golf, he knows about baseball, he knows all the players. I mean, it's really amazing. It challenged a lot of assumptions I had been told about him. 47 knows his stuff. There's a reason he's so successful. So I want you to hear what he has to say. This is really encouraging to me to hear what RFK Jr. had to say.
More knowledge on this wide range of very, very eclectic interests, music, Broadway shows, pro wrestling, football, yes, every sport, golf, and business and Wall Street. He knows how everybody made their money and what deals they made. And he tells stories all the time about it. It's just one after the other. And one time I was, during the campaign, I was on the airplane with him, and we were sitting across the table from each other eating McDonald's. drinking Diet Coke. And we started talking about Syria, and he got a placemat, and he turned it on its back, and then he took a Sharpie, and he drew a perfect map of the Mideast, and then he put the troop strength of every country on every border on that map, and it just... challenged a lot of the assumptions that I had been told about him. He has, he has this extraordinary depth of knowledge about what's happening in each one of the agencies, my agency and the others. And, and then he has an instinct for making good choices.
Yes. Well, I have to say,
this is so wonderful. You know, we're living in the day. I want you to know we're living in the day. We are so blessed to be alive, to witness this. And I'm going to talk to you about that on the timeline a little bit, but basically it talks about on those who reach the 1335th day. And I've talked about that many times. It's even pinned on my Melissa Red Pill X account. If you want to go and check this out, that, you know, blessed are those who arrive at the 1335th day, because we are seeing the demise of this Antichrist. It's literally the Antichrist. If you're not familiar with that, you can definitely go and check out my books on Amazon. This is the decode. If you're not familiar, this is the decode revelation. It really is. It's the truth about Revelation. We were misled so big. Most people are sitting under the couch or hiding under the bed trying to wait for an escape. We're not escaping. We will inherit the earth. The righteous, the meek will inherit the earth. And this is the end times and 1,000 years of peace. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. They're not going to continue anymore ruling this world. We will rule the world. The righteous will rule the world. And RFK Jr. is one of them. So amazing that we're getting to witness this amazing day. So what a time to be on this earth and to be fighting in this battle. Just pinch yourself, everybody. All right. So, this is something very interesting on the timeline that Caroline Leavitt said yesterday. She said that President Trump estimated 4 to 6 weeks. That was just at the beginning, just before Purim, just when he went in and attacked the Iranian regime, which is a proxy for the New World Order cabal. She said today is day 30. That was yesterday. The 30th of March. That was day 30. And so today, President Trump said, we are ahead of schedule. We had estimated 4 to 6 weeks. 30 days is ahead of schedule, so you do the math. We are close. I'm going to show you on the timeline, the biblical timeline, which is the biggest timeline of all. You know, what does that mean? Well, Passover is coming, and I've talked to you about Passover, and I hope you guys are going to celebrate it because it just reveals so much, and it keeps you really encouraged and knowing, you know, what the ultimate plan is that the Lord has. Yeah, this is a big deal. It's Passover represents deliverance. It's deliverance, salvation for the whole world. What a day. Just buckle up. All right, so she said, he estimated a timeline of for 4 to 6 weeks for Operation Epic Fury. We're on day 30, so yeah, again, you do the math. All right, so there was that one, and then Pete Hegseth said something also. He said that Trump said 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, 3 weeks. It could be any particular number, but we would never reveal precisely what it is. So I don't know if maybe she was a little too precise, you know, because they want to give themselves leeway, and that's why Pete Hegseth maybe came out and said this. Check this out.
Question I'm going to answer, or the president has said definitively, we have our own goals and guidance and things we're military objectives that we're moving toward and things that we look at. And as he's articulated, you know, he said 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, three, it could be any particular number, but we would never reveal precisely what it is because our goal is to finish those objectives. And we're well on our way. And the chairman and I look at this every single day. It will be the president's determination and the president's determination alone when those objectives are complete. And when it serves the interest of the American people to cut that deal.
So, yeah. And also Rubio said the very same thing, that we're ahead of schedule. So President Trump said we're ahead of schedule. Rubio has said ahead of schedule. They're both saying 4 to 6 weeks. So I just think that we are very close. And so I want to take you to the timeline and remind you of where we are. Okay, so let's just look back at when this whole thing started, which was basically on the 1st of March. And it was a little bit preemptive of Purim. And he said, President Trump said, it was because of the weather. And also the surprise element, of course. So, but bottom line, in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, it talks about 1260 days. It talks about 1290 days. I didn't put it in there. God, the Lord put this in there. But it says that blessed are those who arrive at the 1335th day. And so if you count from Christmas, that as if that's the 1260th day, which I have reason to believe that is, based upon a beautiful sign in the heavens that happened, the angel standing in the sun from Revelation 19, it happened on Christmas Day. And that was the day when the banks basically went belly up because they could not meet their margin calls for silver and gold. So if you count from 1260 all the way to 1335, from Christmas Day, it takes you to Purim, which was on March 3rd. There you go. The eve of it was actually March 2nd because that's it. The day starts in the evening. But yeah, that is Purim. That is the day we celebrate the annihilation of our enemies. This is all throughout God's word that we keep these festivals perpetually. That means from generation to generation, on and on every year. All right, so then if you continue on, you get to the 30th day that we are right there. Well, April 1st is the day that we commemorate the day when God's people left Egypt, and also the specific incidents where the Egyptian soldiers were crushed by the Red Sea. They were covered over and killed by the Red Sea. All right, so let me show you what's happening here. On the 1st of April, April Fool's, that's what they call it, April Fool's Day. That is Passover. And you always know when Passover is because it's the full moon. And so that's a full moon on April 1st on the evening. And so then you count there 7 days after that. On that seventh day after they left, they needed the full moon. This is one of the things that makes me kind of aggravated about some of these movies. They don't show that there's a full moon. They act like it was dark. And you know, but it was, when you have a full moon, it gives a lot of light. And that's why they had the full moon, so they could see where they were going as they escaped. So then you've got 7 days that they were leaving. They have their children. Some of these movies also don't show the children and the herds, that they're all taking all this with them. They've got carts, you know, they don't have a Tesla. They have an ox cart, and they don't show all of that. You've got a lot of people, and they're moving slowly because they've got all their little ones. And so they cannot run. They cannot gallop. They're not fleeing on horses. Think of it. They're, you know, have you know, they're poor as they can be. They have nothing. Now, they maybe took some silver and gold because the people of Egypt were like, please take this and just go. But, you know, they're not going very quickly. And so it takes 7 days to get to the Red Sea. And you remember, the, you know, the Red Sea is in front of them, and the foolish Egyptians decided, hey, we need to go chase after them and bring them back because we don't want to do all this work. All right. So that takes you to 7 days. So always this seven symbolism. And so that takes you basically to the eighth. So I would not be surprised if we have some type of precipice moment that is an awakening moment for humanity to realize what's going on. Now, you could say, well, you know, there's an awakening because everybody is being set free and delivered. This is true. This is true. I still know people who are very much asleep. It might be something like that the Holy Spirit simply goes and taps on everyone's shoulder, just like he did on us. It might simply be that, which would be great. And it might be a precipice moment, like God's people endured when they were standing right in front of the Red Sea, and then the Egyptian army is behind them, and the Lord put the column just to protect them. It was daunting and scary. But at some point, I would not be surprised if this seventh day, which really falls on the 8th of April, I wouldn't be surprised if there's something big that happens that brings down their entire cabal. And I wouldn't be surprised if some people drop dead. I just wouldn't. So we'll watch and see. Okay, mouse, cooperate. Okay, here we go. So yeah, we'll see what happens. And I'll show you this passage here. Of course, this is the Ten Commandments here. They are, you know, amazing that they went across the Red Sea on dry ground. And then the army came in and they were covered over by this water. I'll show you that. Probably. Yeah, it just got covered over, which was amazing. There's a video about the Ten Commandments. I'm not terribly crazy about any of them, but anyway, I want to show you in Matthew chapter 24 what the Lord told us would happen at the end. And I think that this is very likely. Let me see if I can get down to it. Yeah, here it is. Back Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, it says, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. This is what they're doing. They're continuing to fight against us, thinking that they have control. They are continuing to harm us and lie to us and, you know, continuing business as usual. Just like with this stupid No Kings protest, you know, they're just putting out fake news. And so we're the ones who have to help people piece together what the truth is. And they're doing this business as usual and trying to stop what RFK Jr. is doing, what President Trump is doing, trying to stop all this. But they're just continuing to live it up because they've stolen so much money, right? So they're enjoying banquets and parties right up to the time when Noah entered his boat, right up to the time of the end of it. This is what's going to happen when the trigger's finally pulled. Verse 39 says, people didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. And it reminds me of the April Fools when they were all swept away in the Red Sea, right? Isn't that exactly what the imagery is of there being some washing away and potentially, as I've mentioned the other day from Revelation 11, that there was an earthquake and 7,000 were killed? And the rest gave glory to God. This is in Revelation chapter 11. Again, you can see all this in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. So I also want to show you something also kind of cool in this passage. It says, now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, you can know his return is very near, right at the door. So we're seeing the branches budding. I don't know if you are at your house. I sure am at my house. I keep sharing pictures over on my social media. If you're not following our social media, come join all of our social media and you can see all the things that I post. Mostly hard-hitting news. Sometimes I'll share a picture of Buddy and Bella, our little wiener dogs, and sometimes the pictures of the flowers that are blooming. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was another clue for us that this would happen during the sprouting time. I'm just saying that would be okay with me. I'm ready for it at any moment. All right. So don't forget, hit the like button right now before we go on any further. Make sure you share always and you are subscribed and your bell is rung, and make sure you're on all of our channels to help get the wonderful news out about end times. Okay, super quick. I want to show you a couple of other little tidbits of news. Number one, I think I've got like five tidbits to show you that I want to make sure that you guys see. Number one is that this judge ordered President Trump's administration to halt White House ballroom construction unless Congress okays it. These judges will not stop. As it says, they just keep going until the flood comes and washes them all away. So what is the anxiety about the ballroom? Now, one of the things that just came out yesterday was that President Trump said he didn't want to reveal this information, but because there was some kind of a legal lawsuit that forced him to do so, he was revealing that the ballroom was just the top for a building that was five stories deep. There you go. So they're building something way underground, like a bunker, something like that, five stories down. So the question is does that have something to do with why they are so in a dither about this being built? Are they worried? Tell me what you think in the chat. Do you think that that is why they are so worried about this being built? Because there's something might be unearthed. We've seen all over the world, you know, where they've unearthed dead bodies. Are they? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. There's a reason that they are so nervous about them building this, and it's not just for the building. And I don't even think it's just about the symbolism and the diagram and the throwing off the lines. I don't think it's just that. I think that they, now that they know it's five stories down, they know that there have been things going on there and the remains are there, and this will reveal this to the world. That could be an earthquake. I don't know. I wanted you to see that because that would not surprise me at all. Oh, yeah, I'll show you that. All right, so this is the passage. I was wanting to show you this. It says that we should keep this every year. So we're talking about keeping the Passover festival. Let me show you this real quick if you haven't seen this. This is not the one. Okay. That one's a funny one. That was not the one though either. That was not the one either. I have this one right here. Okay. Oh, you know what I want to show? I want to show you this one. I want to show you the video that I did about the Passover. So let me just show you that super quick. This one right here. This one right here is the Passover video. Let's see if I can get it where you can see the actual screen. I had it up a little earlier. Here we go. Let's do it this way. All right, this is the one right here, the Passover prep. If you haven't done that, definitely go and watch that one. It's over on YouTube also, and you can check out how to have a Passover. And so I'll show you super quick about this. This is what I created, and I posted it over on social media. So this is a little, what they call a Haggadah. I think I'm saying that right. This is a Haggadah, and so everybody gets one at their place setting. And so I created one easily for you to print out, okay? So I took basically cardstock, and you can tell that's a little bit thicker, and so it can stand up on their plate or lay it down, either way. And so I just connected it with a pretty little ribbon, which I thought was kind of cute, and it's got the verse on here. It says, Christ is our Passover. He has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the festival, not with the old bread of wickedness and evil, but with the new bread of sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. So the old bread is the sinfulness, the leaven, the pride, the unwillingness to repent. And then we remember all the sadness of being in slavery, not just to our taskmasters, but the slavery to sin. And you say, I'm so thankful that I'm not under that bondage anymore. And so now we celebrate with this, with the bread of sincerity and truth. Anyway, so on the inside, you'll print this other page out, and it's pages 2 and 3. And so you'll print it out front and back. Okay. I don't know if you can kind of see what I'm doing. There's that one page there is just, it's printed front and back, pages 2 and 3. And then you just attach it in there with this pretty little ribbon. And then you've got a Haggadah for everybody. And so then it's really easy for you to follow along. Like, let's say the first thing, you take the cup of wine, or you can do juice, if whatever you prefer. And then everyone washes their hands. They have we come to the Lord with clean hands. And then we do the parsley, reminding us of the bitterness and the salty tears. So you dip it in the salt water. And so then you hide the afikoman, and you eat the matzah. And then later on, someone knocks at the door and they say, "Yes, Elijah, come in." And that reminds us of our Lord Jesus saying, if anyone hears my voice and behold, I stand at the door and knock, open the door and I'll come in and sup with him. And so that's where it comes from. And remember how they said, some think you're Elijah. That's Elijah coming to the door. And so some think you're Elijah. Well, he is. He is. He's represented by Elijah in the Passover celebration. And so then we have the Lord's Supper. And you know, now that when he comes in and he sups with us, he says, they take the matzah, that the afikoman, where the middle piece of matzah had been broken and taken and hidden in a linen cloth. When they have found that, he says, "Okay, this is my body broken for you." It was broken into the three parts. And really, I think that he's talking about, because his literal body was not, he didn't break any bones, but he was broken away from his Father and the Holy Spirit. He came to earth. He says, "I came to earth for you." And yes, he suffered and died and for us, but he's, the biggest thing is he was under God's wrath for us. He bore that wrath for us. And that's what he was telling them when he said, "This is my body." And so it's really all about Jesus. Someone was like, "I'm not keeping Passover because I'm a Christian." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." I think I had a lot of attacks on this video. Like, why are they having such a big problem with this one? Anyway, so go and get that. But yeah, it's the Lord told us, and I wanted to read this to you. He's told us to keep this festival perpetually. This is a day to remember each year from generation to generation. Celebrate it as a special festival to the Lord. This is a law for all time. So there you go. That's why. He says for us to keep this perpetually. And why? Because if we keep the festivals, then it clues us in. You know, you guys have watched my videos. Most of you have been here so long. This is, you know, I'm encouraged because I see through God's word and through the festivals what, you know, connecting these dots. Because we keep Purim, because we keep the Passover, we're like, "Oh my goodness, this is happening right here at the festival of, in which is the day of deliverance." So, you know, it's there's a reason that he told us to keep this. And at the end, everyone says, you know, "Next year in Jerusalem." Really, what that means is next year, Jerusalem throughout the world. We want Jerusalem, the city of peace, throughout the entire world. No more wars. No more of this conflict. No more being led around by the nose by this New World Order cabal. All right. So I wanted you to see that. I hope you guys are doing it, and I hope you enjoy that. All right. So let me see if there's anything else I wanted to show you. Okay. Yes. President Trump is now going all out on the cartels in Ecuador after their new right-wing president, Daniel Noboa, gave the U.S. Pentagon a green light. How about that? I think this is happening in all the Latin American countries, that since they have the support of the American military, that they're going in and cleaning out these cartels. Every country will be free. And as President Trump said, Cuba is next. So that's really exciting. I wanted you to make sure you saw that. And okay, well, I want to see that. I'm going to show you that in just a second because it's really, really funny. It's really, really cute. I'm going to show you that. And oh, I was going to show you this also. My Golden Age book is done. Oh my goodness. I can't even tell you how much work it was to put that together. So I hope you really, really enjoy it. The Golden Age. If you haven't listened to my audiobooks, you can actually get the Golden Age one free. If you want to get the other three, you can get that one free. I want to give you guys a special little treat. And so I hope you enjoy it and listen to the truth. It might take a minute to really soak in a lot of this, but it really will build up your faith. And it'll also keep you encouraged. It really, really will. So I will post this link right here. You go to the melissaredpill.com and you go to the audiobooks page, and then you click right there and you can get the special right there. So I'll pop that in right in the chat. And I know Songbird will put it into the comments. Thank you, Songbird. We love you, Songbird. All right. So now you got to hear what Tim Burchett said. Burchett said, he said, anyway, listen to what he said.
"Well, man, he does everything. He does it well. I was over at the White House the other day, and I think I saw him out mowing the backyard of the White House. Every time I see Marco, or excuse me, backyard of the backyard of the backyard.
Okay, is that hurting your ears, you guys? I'm trying to get this volume right, so it just seems like it's really, really, really loud. So I'm going to play it one more time. Yeah, Marco Rubio is very talented, and he gets a lot done. He's absolutely amazing. Check it out one more time, where it's hopefully not going to break your eardrums.
Well, man, he does everything. He does it well. I was over at the White House the other day, and I think I saw him out mowing the backyard of the White House. Every time I see Marco, he's busting it. And he does it all, and he's a one-stop shop. I think he'd be a great part.
I just thought that was great. I wanted you to see that. I thought that was fun. I thought that was funny. So, yeah, we started with something funny. We ended with something funny, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I think that's everything I have today. Yes, and thanks for praying for my mom. She broke her shoulder. She was doing something she had no business doing, and she's just something else, and she acts like she's, 20, and so she, tried to carry something that was weight, and she ended up falling. And anyway, there you go. Thank you for praying for her. And let's pray for everybody that will all be well and not have anybody else get hurt. We'll all get through this without any more trips to the hospital. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you've seen us throughout this whole thing. And thank you that you've given us this continual encouragement and confidence as you speak to our hearts. Lord, we don't know what your exact plan is. Thank you for giving us these clues and helping us to know that this is also biblical, what's happening, and how you have put these festivals in here for us to know that you're going to annihilate our enemies. And thank you that we see through what's going on in Iran, that it's really the battle to stop this satanic criminal cabal, Antichrist. Thank you, Lord, that you've helped us to see through it. And I just pray that very soon everyone's going to wake up and we're all going to be united throughout the world into this golden age of peace and health and wealth and love and joy, just beyond what we can even imagine at this point. Thank you for President Trump. Protect him, Lord. Protect us all. Help us not to have any of the things that they've attempted against us. And even to this day, attempting against us, have no weapon formed against us prosper. And we just pray that you'll just touch our bodies, heal my mom. And I pray that you'll protect all of us so that we will be surrounded by your angels and no harm can come to us, not one hair on our heads. And we just trust you and trust your plan. And we love you and we thank you that you are the king of the world. The one who bought all this, you bought all this for us with your own precious blood. And you are our, much more than Elijah is here, you are our friend and you are the king. Just love you so much and thank you for your great love for us and being willing to do anything in the world for us because of your great love. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys. I've got one more quick, super, super quick thing to show you. That's not it. Yeah, so definitely go and check out this page right here. I'm going to show. I wanted to have a special shout out about the CD. I'm just going to call it that because they do not like this word at all, and then it'll get banned, so I don't want that to happen. But yeah, this is really the easiest way to do this and to make sure to detox because toxins are real, and it's serious, and I just actually had some blood work done and they were like, you're doing amazing. And so I was just so happy to have that news, especially with how I was, my body was attacked again. I'm very, very thankful. So they were like really shocked, especially after all I've been through. So this got the toothpaste and the mouthwash. And it's also got the nasal spray and the snoot spray. Amazing. No more of these nasal infections, no more toxic toothbrushes. And so you can breathe. Breathing is so great. It's so great. All the ways that this can help you to heal. And our forefathers knew about this and they've tried to hide this from us, but we are not letting them. So definitely check into that. It's over on the site, freedomforce.live/CD. And I guess I'll jet. And I love you guys. And I'll see you on Saturday morning. And we'll talk about, we'll have our Easter celebration coming up this weekend. And I will talk to you later. Eyes of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.